got mixed up in my books. What does it feel like to be healed? And why is healing important in our lives? It was so important that Jesus' ministry is predominantly, as we watch the miracles, is the ministry of healing. But in today's culture, we often think that the place to get healing is either at a doctor's office, or in a hospital, or through medication. And in some instances, that's correct. That's the only way our physical bodies can be healed. But we forget that the primary tool through God in Jesus Christ to bring healing to the body is prayer. If we don't blanket in prayer, the doctors, the nurses, the hospital staffs, the labs, all of those places that deal with our physical health, if we don't blanket them with prayer, then they don't have the primary source they need to do the healing work that they do. But there's something else a little bit deeper in this particular passage in the letter of James that I want to talk to us about today. Because we all know what's going on in our physical bodies. We all know where the pains are. We all know what medicines we have to take for whatever physical ailments that we have. We know what physical therapy we're supposed to be doing, maybe not doing, but supposed to be doing to make our bodies stronger and healthier. We know all of those things. But the places that we don't often go to for prayer is for those emotional, those spiritual, and those mental issues. We can be physically healed of an injury, but the impact of that injury on our heart and on our spirit may remain with us. So if we don't think about those other places that need healing, and I'm going to name a few of them and I'll talk about mine, and then we're going to have an opportunity to receive some healing. Some of those are things like guilt. Guilt can eat at our bodies so that our physical health is harmed. Stress. Think about what stress does to our joints, to our lives, to our sleep patterns. Shame. How many of you experience shame at any level in your lives so that shame seems to eat away at you? Anger, bitterness, unforgiveness. Those are emotions that need to also be healed. Sometimes we need professionals to help us with that healing process, but we always, always need prayer. Always, always need prayer. The prayers of the faithful can bring about transformations that will astound medical professionals. But the other question I have for us this morning is, how often do we confess to one another or find a good friend to bring to that friend that which is eating away at us on the inside? So I'm going to tell you my emotion, or the one that I've named today, that needs to be healed. And it's called shame. I am forever ashamed of my weight. And Sally and I traveled to Wake Forest together. It's no longer called Weight Watchers, it's WW, and I can't remember what that stands for. But I have gone up to about, at one point I was 256, this last time I went, I was 232. Friday I went, I was 220 pounds. And I wasn't going down the scale, I was going back up the scale. I had gotten down to 210. Why am I telling you about my weight? I'm telling you about my weight because the way I handle shame and stress is food. I don't know, and food is always ever present before us, is it not? Comfort, yep. Or if I'm working and I'm tired, oh, if I eat something, I'll have more energy. So this relationship, unhealthy relationship I have with food for dealing with the issues of my life creates shame because I'm ashamed of the way that my body looks. But the reality is, brothers and sisters in Christ, is it's not just prayer that can do it. It's when prayers of the faithful do it with us. And how often do we hide those emotions within us, not share them, either with a good friend or your pastor sharing it with your whole crowd here in worship this morning and anyone else who listens, but we don't share it with people who will pray for us, who will pray with us, who will hold us accountable, who will remind us, as I remind you often, and I don't hear it myself enough, I gotta start telling it in the mirror, that you are fearfully and wonderfully made, and God sees you as this beautiful child. How often do we not seek out that kind of connection? James knew, or Jesus knew, that we needed one another. Because if you think about it, every healing I've just talked about required community. You don't go into a hospital, lay in the hospital bed and do your own intravenous feeding. And you don't go into the operating room and cut yourself open and pull out whatever needs to be pulled out. There's a team that does that. Healing is a communal thing. And healing begins with communal prayer. But healing also means when we come forward and proclaim the need to be healed. So this morning, we're going to do what my son will really think is near and dear. We're going to have a prayer of confession. And then we're going to have an opportunity to come forward and to receive some healing oil. And because I also know many of us don't like scents, that those create their own health issues, we have unscented oil. So an allergy to perfumes should not keep you from receiving the healing if that's what you wish this day. God wants us, each of us, to be his light in the world, to be his hands and feet in the world, to be for the world the best that we can be. And sometimes, in order for us to be better than we are, is to confess where we're failing and ask for help. So this morning, I'm calling upon all of you to become my prayer warriors so that I will remember that I am a child of God, worthy of his praise. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.